save ourselves from us.
Our last song for today is Why So Cruel by White Horse. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Bonne Heure with Vali here on CITR 101.9 FM. See you soon. Bye.
CITR 101.9
FM broadcasting
live from
Unceded Musqueam
Territory in Vancouver,
British Columbia,
Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, and the Sakhlia, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustayo.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deepi, and you're listening to Season 7's All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope everyone is doing well. From my home and on Zoom, I am joined by my Accessibility Collective teammates. Who are they? You will hear some familiar and new voices here. So let's find out.
What up, everyone? My name is Jordan. I'm a fourth-year undergrad student taking English in a comp sci. I've been with the show since last year, and I'm hyped for what's to come. As well, I want to welcome all the new members to our amazing collective.
Hi, everyone. I'm Richard, and I'm a third-year undergrad biology student at UBC. And this is my second season with the Accessibility Collective, so I'm super excited to be back for another awesome season.
Hi, everyone. My name's Sarah. I've been with the collective since 2016, so they give me the seniors discount at the radio show. But in all honesty, it's been great meeting such capable and intelligent members each year, so I'm excited for this year. I started here while doing my master's in immunology, but I was influenced by this collective to pursue autism for my PhD. Very, very happy to be here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hannah, and I am a first-year Master of Journalism student at UBC. This is my first season with the collective, and I'm really excited to be here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gura, and I'm a UBC alumnus. I joined the Accessibility Collective in 2020 and have been on for 3 seasons now. I have loved our work in highlighting disabled talent and emphasizing inclusion for all throughout the years. I look forward to continuing our work here on CITR.
Hi, I'm Jesse, and I'm currently a fourth-year bio student at UBC. I joined the Accessibility Collective last year, and I'm looking forward to speaking with our team in Season 7.
Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm a second-year undergraduate student studying at UBC in the Bachelor of Media Studies program. I've been a part of the Accessibility Collective and CITR since September of last year, and I'm excited to be back for Season 7, having some great discussions with new and old members, and I'm also really excited to learn more about local artists with disabilities.
Hi, I'm Randy Millison. It's nice to be back this season. I'd like to welcome all the new collective members and new listeners, as well as welcome back our previous members and past listeners. My pronouns are he, him, his, and I acknowledge that I live and work in the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Silex Nation here in Kelowna, British Columbia. I'm currently studying at First College in Kelowna in the Healthcare Assistant Program, and looking forward to this season. Back to you, Deepi.
Thank you, Randy. Again, my name is Deepi, and my pronouns are she, her, and I have a rare physical disability, and I've been part of the Accessibility Collective since it began in 2015 in November as the producer, host, and now as the Accessibility Collective coordinator for the fourth time. Prior to that, I have been with CITR for 9+ years. And when I joined CITR in 2012, I had no idea how the radio world worked. So I understand what my new teammates on the collective are feeling, nervousness, but trust me, it'll get better with experiences. About me, and I just wanted to say to my work, to my collective, welcome, and I'm excited to work with all of you, and this is going to be a great year. So now we're going to go to a song break, and Natasha, can you please introduce our first song?
Here is Krista Couture with the song Like Water, Like Earth.
Mother, creature in need of comfort, her heart meeting, though buried in concrete. Mother, them creatures. In need of them, comfort.
Welcome back to the All Access Pass on CITR 101.5 FM. The song you just heard was Krista Couture with the song Like Water, Like Earth. About the artist, she is another Canadian singer, but an award-winning performer and recording artist, nonfiction writer, and broadcaster. She is also proudly Indigenous, mixed Cree and Scandinavian, queer, disabled, and a mom. Over the course of her acclaimed career, Krista became an expert in loss, with singing, speaking, and writing about childhood cancer that led to the amputation of her left leg, abortion, and tragic deaths of her two babies. When her fourth album came out in 2016, it was eclectic, upbeat, and twangy, with long time leaving a more run-of-the-mill loss, divorce, and provided inspiration for many people who love her music, like we do here on All Access Pass.
Thank you so much, Natasha. Jordan, your hand's up. So there's something you wanted to say?
Jordan, you got some commentary over there?
I just wanted to welcome back Randy's beard. It was the one thing I missed all season. Aside from all of you guys, I miss you guys too.
Aww. Yeah, great.
I apologize. I didn't get a chance to really groom it after wearing my mask all day. It looked kind of weird. I kind of looked like a wet cat, but it's slowly recovering. So thanks.
Do you ever dye it a cool color?
I got a rainbow dye, but I haven't been able to figure out how to do cool. It. Like 39 steps. So
you should dye it for Halloween, orange and black.
Okay, I will. I'll see if I can. I'll get my people on that.
Let's go.
I'm trying to get it actually to grow a little more. My beard up here. So
it looks good, Randy. So good for you. So we're gonna be asking some, or I'll be asking some questions, and everyone can take turns answering them if you want. We'll start with the first question. Mentally and physically, how have you coped with the pandemic and staying home as much as you can? Anybody want to answer that?
I can answer.
Hi, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, my name is Levi Dom. I am a professional voice actor, or at least trying to get experience. And that's why I came to this show. I wanted to see how it worked and all that, and possibly join it.
Levi, what is your favorite voice acting voice?
Voice acting voice? Or
yeah, like what's your favorite voice of doing?
Let me just turn down the gain a little bit, or turn it up. Hello there. I would like to come and play with you. Come on, don't be shy. It's all right.
Wow, round of applause to that. Oh, that was impressive.
I'm shivering
right
now.
I'll hear that in my nightmares, I know, honestly.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow, that's incredible.
As for how I'm dealing with the pandemic, mm-hmm. I'm not the most social person you'll ever meet in your life. I've been comfortable with my Steam games, computer games, as well as the tons of comics I have on my shelf over there.
Yeah, I'd have to say I'm unfortunately a bit of the opposite. I have some issues sitting still, and I'm very, very extroverted. So quarantine especially, and trying to stay home and small groups was a bit of a struggle for me. But I think what helped the most was just kind of finding little goals to occupy my time. Like I got really into long distance running and like little things like that, and got back to like trying to get better at painting and things like that. So just like small goals to fill in like the time that I would have spent like sitting somewhere outside in public. So just tiny things like that I had to swap out. But yeah.
You seem like big goals, though.
Yeah, yeah, those are sick.
And paint. Yeah.
Like, you were busy. Oh my God.
Again, I'm not good at sitting still. But what can you do?
Respect that.
Anybody else?
I am absolutely starved for live music. That used to be where I would spend all of my time, was out in the pubs watching friends' bands play and out at the festivals taking photos and videos. And there's been really none of that. We were fortunate enough several months back to go to the Art Center here in Kelowna and watch a friend's band play. And it was the most surreal thing to be sitting there watching live music. So that for me has been really depressing, really disappointing. But on the upside, I mean, I've been able to do some other stuff. You know, I've caught up on some reading. You know, started school, things like that. So there have been some pluses. I've gained some weight and I've run up a lot of credit card debt with Skip the Dishes. But other than that, things are starting to slowly improve. I walked home today to try and make up for some of those Skip orders. And I'll be.
That's so relatable. That is 100% relatable. I know some people start running, but other people eat a lot more cake. And I think probably Jordan.
What's up? Oh, I'm like, I'm in the middle. It's like, you know, there'll be like binges of just like, you know, sprinting across my neighborhood. And then I buy Skip for a week and a half. So it's kind of like a happy medium. That's how I see it. Balanced. I can go next. Let's see, with the pandemic. I mean, compared to say last year, I think this year has been a little better for me. Just because I kept myself a lot more busy. It's not a lot less gloomy, kind of just thinking, you know, the world's ending, kind of just learning how to live with everything going on, as well as, you know, keeping myself busy. I've been like being pretty active, started rock climbing, also working on a music project. So that's how I've been doing it.
Did you think the world was ending today when Facebook was down, Jordan?
Oh, my Instagram didn't work and I cried a bit, but like, it's okay. It came back.
You're okay now. We need to get you the number for the crisis line.
Yeah, I started typing in it and then it came back. I was like, it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, Jordy, can you tell us a bit about your music project?
Yeah, I could tell a bit. Well, I'm trying to drop before the end of the year, but it's kind of like a personal thing I've been writing for about 2 years now. And just this summer, everything in my life kind of kicked up the point where I was like, I feel like I'm ready to tell this story. So I don't want to give too much detail, but it's like a 7-track EP, just inspired by every type of music I like. And it's just a really personal project for me. Just try to inject my personality into like a solid thing that I can just kind of listen to and other people can experience. So I will share it more later, but I have a release planned. So
that is so cool. Congrats on getting there so far.
Thank you.
Yeah. For me, I think I'm like Jordan, except not the rock climbing thing, but you know, I think last year was just trying to get used to the whole pandemic, you know, the new norm of it. And now it's like I'm getting used to it, but at the same time, I still want to be out there connecting with people. So I'm finding that balance now. And I've also kind of had the mindset as that, you know, you don't always have to be out and about. You can do things differently, in a different ways, because that's what accessibility is really about. It's okay if you're not at UBC all the time. You know, there's ways to do things. So I've accepted that, and it's been fun so far learning. So the pandemic has definitely taught me a little bit here and there. Anybody feel that way as well? Especially you guys, you know, your students, you know, going remotely now, but were you guys, you know, was it hard for you when you had to do classes online?
I say for me, like, well, you kind of hit the nail on the head too. It's kind of like COVID was really a time of like testing people's adaptability to situations. Like things were always changing. And you just had to learn how to, you know, deal with it and kind of, you know, still get up in the morning and not like, even if the world, you thought the world was ending, still kind of getting yourself on your feet and going out there.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's also like, it was definitely a readjustment of priorities. I was talking to a friend about it. Like, you are so in your routine of what you've been doing for so long. Like, who are you when you have this time to yourself? So it's very interesting to see, like, I definitely changed my activities and even some priorities that I probably wouldn't have done if I had just, like, kept on going. So it is interesting.
I think I really learned what the word gratitude means. You know, like, again, getting back to the music thing just briefly, I mean, you know, I used to take that for granted. And, you know, it's such a treat to be able to experience now. And I'm definitely grateful for it.
Yeah, live music, I miss that so bad.
So, me too. Hannah?
Like, oh my God. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Hannah, Richard, Jesse, Gura, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I think over the pandemic, as many other people have been saying, I really learned about balance and kind of like finding physical balance and mental balance throughout it all, because there were so many unknowns happening. So just kind of having like an internal balance was super important.
Yeah.
So, Richard, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. Haven't really done much during the pandemic, you know, staying at home, just grinding. So, yeah, it was kind of boring for me. Almost like the same. I really missed in-person things and, like, in-person classes and all, meeting everyone. So hopefully I get to meet all of you and all of you guys in person as well. That'd be really great. But, yeah, mostly been doing pretty good.
Yeah, one day, Richard, we will. Definitely.
I really hope so. That'll be great.
You guys can all come over and we'll go jet skiing and barbecue.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That is a very good idea.
So, do you guys keep up with local news on updates about COVID cases, or you just don't care now?
I do.
Also, speaking of local media, do you guys know Rihanna at all?
Is that local media?
That's not local media.
The singer, right?
But I was really excited to tell you guys about this. Okay. So she put out her new fashion show. It was like Fendi X Savage.
Oh, is that the Amazon one?
Yeah. Have you seen this one?
I've seen clips of it. I haven't actually ran through it yet.
It was pretty cool. They included a lot of people, like several people with like accessibility needs.
So I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was a really cool thing. Like, there were a couple people with prosthetics, and I think there was one person that, like, I think there was a few different interesting accessibility things. So,
cool.
I'm excited to share that. That's all.
Yeah, Fendi is actually really good about that. Like, even their whole brand, it's like kind of like beauty and everything. And it's just, they do a really good job of highlighting, you know, like, different body types, people with like accessibility issues, with like just every kind of person, and just highlighting the beauty in them. So, you know, I need to catch that. I need to finish it.
I need to check that out.
Yeah.
But yeah, has anybody been checking the local news on updates on COVID cases, or are you just tired of it and ignoring everything and just going about the day you possibly can?
Both for me. I'm sick of hearing about it, but I know that I have to be aware of it as well. I do some stringing here for a couple of the local media outlets, so I have to force myself to maintain interest.
I'm from Calgary, so it's kind of a whirlwind over there with COVID, so it's interesting to say the least. Really sad, but it's eventful, so I keep up with it quite a bit.
Yeah. How are you doing with that Jordan, because it's crazy there.
Yeah, I've just been staying inside, really. Like it's been escalated quite a bit, and yeah, I'll just leave it at that. It's not a good look right now. Yeah.
Anybody else?
I don't really care all that much for COVID news. I just stick to the stick to what's required. Go out and wear a mask when at work or just walking.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Just the relevant information you need.
Yeah. That's fair.
Fair enough.
So on that note, we're going to another song break. Natasha, can you please introduce our second song, please?
Here is Chances by Christina Sheldon.
It's beautiful, it's love.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.5 FM. The song you just heard was Chances by Christina Sheldon. A little bit about Christina. She is a Vancouver-based singer, songwriter, and performer. She's been performing from early ages in choirs, musicals, and jazz bands. After a year of basic musicianship in college, she suffered a spinal cord injury that threatened to end her musical dreams. But through hard work and great determination, Christina started performing again at venues throughout Vancouver and has joined the board of directors at the Vancouver Adapted Music Society.
Thank you so much, Natasha. So let's get back to our group discussions. Okay, so the vaccines are here and roughly around 80% of BC residents are fully vaccinated. What were your initial thoughts when you heard about the vaccines? And did any of you do some research on the internet?
I went to the University of Facebook and decided there was absolutely no way I was going to get vaccinated. And then I woke up and started reading some of the research, actual factual research, and I went and got in line at my first opportunity. I was never so
glad. Thank God you changed your mind. I was literally like, oh, my Lanta.
Character development.
Good for you. Yeah, no, I'm really happy with how that ended.
I was so happy to go and roll up my sleeve early. I've never been happier to be an insulin-dependent diabetic, actually. So.
Yeah, no, you just...
It was a good experience.
Yeah, did anyone else get theirs early?
I got mine a little early, but that's because in Calgary, I was a tutor for a lot of the year. So I got in like the bracket with teachers. And yeah, I was so happy. Like right when I qualified, it was literally like an hour later. I was like, okay, where's the closest appointment? Where can I get it? I need it now. So yeah, I was very happy to get it. I did a little bit of research, but at the end of the day, I just kind of... Like it's a vaccine and public health experts were recommending it. And, you know, COVID's scary. So I trusted them and I think I'm better off like that.
It's certainly a divisive topic.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Like everyone has like their own reasons and they're all like credible. They all make sense. It's just, you know, I don't know where I was going with this, but yeah.
Yeah.
Vaccines.
I can understand a lot of people's reluctance because, I mean, yeah, it did get rolled out so quickly, which would lead you to think, you know, it's an experimental vaccine. But obviously, they've been doing vaccine research for
years,
decades, right?
Oh, yeah, decades.
And they just used that base research and threw a lot more dollars at it to get it released quickly.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the more people that realize that, the less hesitancy there will be. Although the vax passports are certainly throwing a new twist into it because who likes being told what to do?
Absolutely no one.
Wait. You have a discussion on that one. So hold on. But anybody else has anything to say? Did you do any research on the net?
Yeah, on campus, you guys were more or less required, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I have to say, like, I was really nervous when I heard about it because I don't do really well with shots. When I got the flu shot last year, I got a reaction. So it was a little scary for me, you know, because I didn't know what was going to happen. But like Richter, you know, Jordan said, you have to. I mean, if you get the COVID, you could get really, really sick. And who knows what the outcome could be. And then if you get the vaccine, who knows? But I mean, I was very fortunate. I was okay. Yes, I'm fully vaccinated. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But...
How were the clinics for physically disabled people? Like, how did the rollout, like, how did you find that?
So, you know, it's funny you said that because I actually had the nurse come into my house. So I didn't go to clinics. So I have no idea, but I guess it should be easy enough for people to come in. And I guess when they do contact, you do need to say that you are a person with a disability, I'm assuming, and then they could accommodate that, but I'm not 100% certain. But yeah, I asked a lot of questions before I had the vaccine, so that helped a lot. And I think, you know, have you guys did that too? Like, did you just let them poke you, did you ask questions?
I asked a lot of questions beforehand, but I mean, when I went in there, it was pretty uneventful, except that I was told to bring my email and my care card. And when I got there, they wanted my letter, which I'd left at home.
Oh, okay. Sarah, were you going to say something?
I mean, I feel like inherently you would have to ask a lot more questions than someone you know, quite different system. And then the vaccines aren't tested on people with your disability.
Mm-hmm.
So of course you would have more hesitancy.
Yeah, well, I asked a lot of questions to my friends who had already had it. So that kind of helped as well. And then doing some research on the internet, but again,
at the end of the day, you're kind of just like, either do it or not do it.
Yeah. But I made sure that, you know, I was home for those 2 weeks so I can chill, not do anything. And that really, really helped. So
I'm super happy that, you know, you didn't get any like big reactions or anything.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Yeah. How about you?
So for my first dose, I basically had like no reaction. But for my second dose, I had a really pretty strong reaction. I was basically I had to lie in bed for like the entire day after I got the vaccine. I had a huge headache, and you know, but I kind of took that as a even stronger reason for getting the vaccine, because I guess I kind of got a taste of like what COVID would feel like if I actually got it. It was not pleasant at all. it was like a really, really bad flu, essentially.
But what about your second? Have you got it yet?
Yeah, that was my second dose. My first dose, I basically had no reaction, and it was just kind of had a sore arm for 2 days.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're comfortable sharing, did anybody get any sort of reaction besides Richard? I didn't. I didn't. I just had a sore arm. The first one, sore arm, little headache. But I also took Tylenol right after. And then the second one, I didn't even feel it.
I just found out yesterday.
I was surprised, because usually I'm very sensitive to side effects from pretty much every medication I've ever taken. And I didn't even realize that I had anything going on until I got a hug from somebody and they squeezed my arm and I was like, oh.
Oh, well.
So it was totally uneventful for me. And I mean, I was relatively anxious, as I said, because I'm quite sensitive to side effects.
Anybody else?
I don't even remember what the reactions I had were. I think my first dose, actually, weirdly enough, when I had my first dose, the needle didn't hurt. At least I didn't feel it. And when I went back the second time, it did hurt. But when it comes to reactions, it might have been the same symptoms as all of you. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a great thing, though.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so Jordan, if I could ask, How was your experience?
I mean, second was like painless. Like it felt normal the next day. The first time though, the day after, I was like on my deathbed. I was like, oh my God, I've never been shivering this much. Like I just went in my basement and just kind of laid on the couch in like a ball. And I was like, okay, time to play some sad music. And then I was fine the next day. But that day right after, I was like, okay, this is a lot. But I haven't gotten COVID, so it was worth it.
Also, it's really good of you guys who are like newer for trying to chat. I know it's a little bit harder being the new people when we kind of know each other and have known each other at this point, like for a couple of years, some people. So,
yeah.
Yeah. We are welcome to all of you guys. So if you guys have anything you want to say, feel free. We don't bite. I promise.
Yeah. We're good people. We like to have fun. Kira, did you have anything to say?
In terms of side effects, no, I actually didn't receive any. I think some of the research has said that the Moderna vaccine has a couple more side effects, and it's actually interesting because BC's imposed sort of a mixed vaccine schedule for people. You know, you can choose to get Pfizer, then Moderna. So there's that. I personally didn't really have any side effects or reactions, so which was surprising to me as well because I usually do.
Yeah,
did you guys all get Pfizer, or which ones did you guys get?
I got Pfizer.
Pfizer.
I had double Pfizer as
made
well.
My own in my kitchen.
That's
Pfizer. In a bowl, and I was like, this will do.
Pfizer.
I think I'm the only one who got Moderna then.
That might be why you were shivering, huh?
Probably, yeah.
I got both Pfizers as well.
Yeah, I think in BC mostly it was Pfizer. Yeah. And okay, so this is kind of what we touched on early, but what are your opinions on the vaccine passport? And do you think it's a right or thing to have or not? And this is just your opinion. Anybody want to touch on this?
I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay.
I'm kind of surprised that it doesn't apply to more situations. It seems odd to me that someone can't go, someone can go worship and don't have to show proof of vaccine. You can go shopping, you don't have to show proof of vaccine, but if you want to go for a pint of beer or a bowl of soup, you have to show it. So I find that a little bit on the contradictory side. To me, I guess I see it as kind of all or nothing. I don't understand people who are really freaking out about the violation of their rights when, I mean, if you actually sit down and think about it and look at what the cause and effect of COVID is and the people that have suffered and have lost, it's really a small bit of invasion into our personal lives to try and ensure the greater good, the health of more people. So, like I said, I kind of look at it from multiple angles. I wouldn't say that I'm against it, and I wouldn't say I'm completely for it, but I mean, if I want to go see a band, because as I said, I'm obviously starved for that, I don't really have a problem pulling up my phone. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I kind of want to add to what Randy was saying. Like, I'm in the kind of the same boat where it's like, I believe that it should be all or nothing pretty much. I think there's a lot of, I'm kind of speaking more so from like Alberta, but there's just so much kind of a 50-50 nature in how they're imposing it, to the point where you have this backlash. Like, why can't I go to a restaurant, but I can go grocery shopping and I don't have to show it there? There's just too much gray area where it's getting confusing, and that's why you have people kind of being like, hey, this is a violation of my rights because I can do this, but I can't do that. But yeah, I'm pretty for it because, like, I mean, I'm a university student. I have no problem with whipping up my ID if I want to get into a bar, so I don't see why this is any different. It's not like you have to pay for it either.
And we're used to boarding aircraft, and if we need to you know, even put a parking validation slip on our dashboard. Like, I mean, I could take that to the Supreme Court of Canada eventually as well, but what's the point?
Literally.
I agree. Like, I'm with both of you. Like, I think that I understand at the same time, but I mean, it's also a violation. People have the right to say no. But if they're fully vaccinated, they have the right to be there. So I just don't think that we should force people to show something they're not comfortable with. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? No? Okay.
I think in the service industry, I was a server for a number of years, so I think it's good to have vaccine passports because you're really exposed to people. A lot of people without their masks and stuff like that. So I think that's good to protect the service industry workers.
Has anybody been asked to show their passport?
Vaccine passport? Couple of times.
Me too. Yeah. So
I feel like, though, I mean, I'm 100% for vaccination, 100% for vaccination passports. I do think that some places should be protected for people that do choose that. So like worship rites, that has universally since, you know, state and church has always been protected, and it should be. And like grocery, you just need to exist. And it really does, like, I guess anything else that could be considered entertaining. But you can't just make people do things. As much as I do wish, and it makes me angry when people choose not to get vaccinated, I still wouldn't want the government to be able to impose that. It's a tough in between because, like, for me, I think it's selfish if you don't, if you have a real reason, but also you should get that right.
I agree. Yeah.
Yep, definitely valid.
Yeah. So I'm actually really curious what your thoughts on this one. UBC reopened after a year of being closed and classes were moved to online. How has the adjustment been for you? Are you glad to be back to in-person classes or prefer online format?
DP, I gotta say, usually our topics are not so polarizing in the first episode. Yes. We're really bringing out the big guns so early.
Yes, we are.
We're divided off the bat.
Yeah.
We have one team and another, and then we're going to be fighting all season.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's probably going to be one team anyway, but yeah. Anybody has any say on this?
It's okay. Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm still remote in Calgary, so I can't really speak on it, but I am used to kind of doing stuff from home now. It's just, you know, I can sleep in a little longer, you know, don't have to commute, which is so nice. But I do miss kind of being on campus and like seeing everyone. So for those on campus, respect.
Obviously, I don't attend UBC. So just from my perspective here, I mean, I've been doing remote work for 20 years. So any type of online thing is pretty natural to me. It is nice, however, that I can jump on the bus in the morning and in 11 minutes I'm down at the campus and I get to see everybody every day. It's not a big deal to wear a mask and check my temperature and fill out the COVID questionnaire every morning. So it's nice to be able to go on campus, but if that weren't an opportunity, I think I'd be just fine at home just for the years that I've, you know, worked in information technology, and that was my life, was working remotely with geographically diverse teams, and just a second nature for me.
Anybody else has any say on this?
Yeah, as a first year, this is kind of like the only experience like I've really been exposed to of UBC, but like I think honestly, with the pandemic, it's like really opened up a lot of doors and like really highlighted some things that like needed to be addressed. Like all of my professors now are super supportive, like if you're sick, to stay home. Whereas like before, even like in high school, that was something I'd be anxious about, like missing a test, but it's obviously a completely different scale. And so those things, and just like having class notes online so that you're not putting people at risk because you have like this horrible cold, but you don't want to miss a lecture, have just kind of been things that like, I think should have always been like second nature, but weren't, which is like, I guess you could say one of like the benefits of like us having to go online over the last year and a half. But, I guess that's kind of like the silver lining of it all.
Yeah, there's more options, right? So that's very good thing, because then, yeah, you're not missing a lot. Anybody else?
I think UBC opened up schools when we weren't ready.
Yeah.
As someone who's going there as a student.
Mm-hmm. How have you been, Jesse?
Like with the pandemic?
With the pandemic, school being back in person, are you doing in-person classes?
Yeah, some of them are online, but yeah, it feels like when you go back on campus, there's more people than there used to be. I don't know if it's just like we forgot how many people were there, but like it seems more crowded this year, and that it doesn't feel safe.
Yeah, I actually went back to CITR a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, whoa, like I was really surprised there were so many people. Of course, everybody had their mask on and socially distancing, like we were apart, but I was just really surprised that so many people were, you know, around. And so, yeah, that surprised me. Things are slowly getting back to normal, whatever that means. But the last but not least, I want to know, how was everybody's summer? And did you guys do anything for fun, or at least try to? What did you guys do for the summer?
I did my undergrad in Ontario, and then I moved to Vancouver about a year ago, and all of my friends from Ontario visited BC this summer. I think a lot of people from that province came to BC to visit, so it was really fun.
Oh, awesome.
Where did you do your undergraduate?
Waterloo.
Cool.
Where did you go, Hannah?
The University of Waterloo.
Like in BC.
I was just in Vancouver, and then I also visited my family. They live up west of Williams Lake, so that was also nice.
Cool, very cool. Anybody else? Anything fun?
Let's see. I kind of like traveled a bit, just kind of like road tripped, and saw some friends, and then I saw my uncle in Montreal in the summer for a bit, so that was fun. But besides that, just kind of enjoying the summer, doing what I want. Yeah.
Anybody else?
We certainly had a lot of plans that didn't come to fruition just because of what was going on and trying to be responsible and that sort of thing. But, you know, we watched, did a lot of binge watching, and I don't know that that was super duper exciting, but it certainly kept us occupied. And, you know, that was good. It wasn't the getting out and dirt biking and camping and things like that that we had wanted, but that's life in a pandemic, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I went to Squamish, the gondola, and
went. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a really good experience. I definitely recommend everybody to check it out. It's fun. So it was a suspension bridge, and it's pretty long and totally accessible. So my sister and I, we went to do that, and great fun. And my family and I also went a couple of days to Harrison Lake, and we went on a first ever boat ride, which was accessible again. So yeah, been trying to do things here, there.
That's a big step. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. definitely rememberable. So I'll definitely have to do it again. But anybody else, like anything, like any new hobbies that you did?
New hobbies. Come on, girl. Any hobbies, girl?
Over the summer, no. I just studied a lot for some standardized testing. That wasn't anything too exciting. I learned a little bit of guitar, I guess. I got back into reading, which was really cool. Yeah, so I sort of reignited my passion for reading, which was a really kind of self-rewarding thing.
Yeah, I also got a library card this year. It's pretty exciting.
I did too, so I'm trying to get back into reading as well. It's actually good for the mind.
You can rent instruments too. I rented a mandolin. Did you know this? There's like 7 mandolins you can rent. No one else is excited about that. Okay.
I didn't know you could rent instruments. That's crazy. Oh my god.
Electric guitars. Also,
I'm excited.
Pretty insane. Yeah.
Mandolins.
Where?
Awesome.
I've also been trying to get back into reading, but mostly with comics.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And Richard, how about you? Did you do anything for the summer?
Do you play soccer, Richard? Come on, tell me you played soccer.
No, I don't. I just happened to be behind that. This is in front of a soccer net for that photo. Oh,
yeah. He just really likes soccer nets. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. I just love soccer nets. It looks so good, you know? But yeah, in terms of the summer, I unfortunately didn't do very much. I was studying for a pretty big standardized exam, so that basically took up the entirety of my time.
What are you doing? What's your test?
Oh, it was the MCAT.
Yeah. Oh, to be an undergrad in biology. Okay. Oh.
Okay, so with that, that wraps up our episode for today. Hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Sarah, do you want to take it away?
Totally. If you're interested in joining our team or you think there's an issue we should bring up in our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Please like our All Access Pass Facebook page.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram or both, please follow us at @access_CITR.
If you missed part of our live show today and want to listen again, or maybe you want to listen to our past shows, you can do so on CITR.ca by going to the search box and type in All Access Pass.
Thank you all for listening. Stick around for more CITR programming coming up next. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Flayed, spray my faucet corn, my blister horn flung into the day. Why oughta storm my gristle formed dung into the shirt doused bed where socks loom my fizzled norm sung inside the dirt house.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 shirks that louse. Dead British hair, Columbia, mocks the Canada. Room,
my ray, my osteo floor, my glistened shorn mug flayed.